Hey guys.
I'm Jerry.
I'm Sierra.
We're ladies.
And we tangent. Amazing.
It's me getting ready to talk about the asshats at the Capitol.
Oh, you guys.
Here's the thing. This was, again, not the plan for the week, but
2020.
2021.
Really, I'm sorry. Wow. Yeah.
2020's hangover.
It's really.
As I'm calling it as of now.
It's given us a lot of content in the worst ways.
Yeah. Here's the thing. They don't deserve any of our time.
Yeah.
They've already taken up too much of this week.
In my headspace and my mental health.
What's important, the reason we're not going to breeze past it is because, and if you've been living under a rock, we're talking about the riot at the Capitol.
Yeah, the domestic terrorist attack, because that's what it was.
Right.
So that's
we're calling it what it was.
What it was, yeah.
The reason we're not going to breeze past it is because just because the elections are over for now doesn't mean we get to be complacent.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean we get to stop caring.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean we don't have to keep fighting
for the right thing
and educating and. If it takes it, being a keyboard warrior.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Oh, my God. The amount of people that are like, do you think you're changing people's minds? I'm like, maybe.
Yeah.
Fucking maybe. And even if I change one person's mind.
Maybe
or not
the person's status, but
no.
Who wrote the status, but maybe someone who reads
That's
it.
That's exactly it. Because guess what? Like we've talked about a number of times, I used to be very conservative.
Mm-hmm.
And not that you can be conservative. I'm not trying to change your mind on that. However, there are certain topics where misinformation is coming. Let me just say one thing, okay? And I told you this earlier, but I'm going to put myself on a pedestal here for a minute. When the conspiracy theories started getting big and it was about human trafficking, and I understand that human trafficking is a real thing. Of course it is.
A terrible real thing.
Yes. And we both have taken courses for what's actually going on. And the thing is, it's not what the QAnon, those... We didn't even ever want to talk about that because it's so big. But I used to put things on Facebook and I would be like, guys, I know that, you know, you're trying to do the right thing. People would be like, we're just trying to spread awareness about this issue. And maybe it's not exactly what's happening, but what's wrong with spreading awareness? And the problem is when misinformation like that gets on a
mixed in with a
real
yeah.
Yeah. And it gets on a roll like that. It just builds and builds and builds. And then things like what happened on the 6th happen.
Right.
Multiple people in that were conspiracy theorists that literally thought that they were doing good.
Yes.
They thought that they were going to save children.
Yes.
By doing what they were doing. That's crazy.
You do not storm the Capitol.
Right.
While it's in session. If you are just having funsies.
Right.
Like you in your mind believe
you're doing the right thing.
Rights are in jeopardy.
Yes. And they're not.
They're not.
They're absolutely not. That's the problem with misinformation and freedom of speech or whatever is not freedom of consequence.
Right.
Which we've realized because, you know, things have happened. And it's just, we really have to be careful what is being put out there because people who don't know any better or don't have access to finding out legitimate sources, things like that, get sucked into it. And then, you know, I honestly feel bad. Five people's lives were lost. That
right.
is horrible.
Right.
And four of them were there on their own accord. They were people that were storming it. That's still fucking awful.
Yeah.
That's awful because they, in their minds, thought that they were dying for a good cause.
Right.
And they... Why?
You're not.
You're not.
You're a treasonous terrorist.
Yes.
Period.
You are what you think you're fighting against.
Right.
And that's...
Because you put your faith and your trust in someone who
misled you. Who lied to you.
Absolute
piece of garbage.
Who gaslit
you. Who made you think that you were living in a reality that isn't real. That's a problem.
Right.
And it's scary because it's going to keep going until something bigger happens because I truly thought when I was watching it, like, this is going to wake so many people up to see, like, wow. And it's they're just gaslighting people more and feeding in different lies.
I have seen a change in some politicians, but at this point I'm like, baby, I don't care what you have to say. You were complicit in this.
Yeah, you are to blame. You lit the fire and then you stood back and you were like, oh no, it's burning. Like,
yes.
What did you think was going to happen?
And then be like, oh, it burned me. Yeah. And it's like, what did you think was going to happen?
Yeah.
Don't play with fire.
Yeah. Sorry that it came back and you were the one that was in danger, but welcome to our lives.
Right.
Hello. Like,
hello, this is future Jerry and Sierra here. We listened back to the podcast as we do before we put it out and realized that we skipped something super important on our way to quickly getting to Stacey Abrams and her mission.
Yeah, we wanted to, I think we were just really excited to get to that. And we didn't want to talk about what happened at the Capitol too much because we felt like it had already been getting enough attention. Yeah. But.
Yeah, but there is a huge piece that we did not say that's important to say. And we want to acknowledge the fact that a absolute disgusting amount of white privilege was displayed on that day on behalf of the people who had the audacity to think that they could do that and nothing would happen. They knew nothing was going to happen.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what's interesting is my mom came over to watch the news with me and we were speakerphone calling my grandma. She's in like her late 70s or early 80s. I'm not 100% sure, but okay, we're with the time period that we're dealing with. And the first thing out of my grandma's mouth was, if these were black people, they would all be getting shot right now.
Yes.
That was the first thing out of her mouth. And not with any, she just knew, she knew. She was like, I can't believe this is happening and they're not doing anything to stop it.
That they're letting them in and taking selfies and helping them down the steps.
And the difference also is, and I understand, I feel bad a little for some of the Capitol Police. Others of them, fucking, we saw, were letting people in. But there were some there that were doing
their job,
their best. But the problem really boiled down to knowing that there was going to be a bunch of people there, a bunch of possible protesters there, and not having any backup. Or they had the National Guard on the steps when Black Lives Matter protesters were just walking down the street.
We're peacefully protesting for what?
Yeah.
For equality, for justice.
Yeah.
And these people, these, again, domestic terrorists
were
storming the Capitol for what?
To overturn an election that fair election?
Yeah, because they were mad. They thought something got stolen from them when literally nothing has been stolen from you.
And I read that...
Except your goddamn mind.
One of the men was arrested who had fucking a gun, a taser, a knife, and zip ties to like take hostages.
There were pipe bombs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Multiple. 11 pipe bombs were found in one guy's truck.
Yeah.
One guy's truck with Molotov cocktails.
Right.
But that guy himself said, we wanted to show them that we could do it and that we're capable of doing it and that we'll do it again.
Right.
And basically what you're trying to intimidate people to say, if you don't vote for or if you don't make it so my guy wins, we're going to keep doing this.
And why
do
you want your guy to win?
Exactly.
So that you can keep this disproportionate
living the way that you're living, where that you are in power.
Yes. You want to maintain power over a specific group of people.
Exactly.
Say what it is.
Yeah.
Say why you're there.
Mm-hmm.
We all know it. And the whole point of everyone marching, not just this entire year, but trying to raise awareness forever about racism and systemic racism and police brutality and just how differently people of color are treated in this country, minorities are treated in this country. It was just on full display.
Yeah. It's not
a question anymore.
Someone's Twitter post said the most perfect. They were like, now we know that you can de-escalate or not use force if you don't want to.
Right.
You showed it.
Right.
You showed it. And the people are clinging that one person was shot and that's fine. But she was shot literally trying to climb through the window that was the last window to the highest people in our country.
Right.
Our congressmen and women and our vice president.
Right. Like, who they were chanting, hang him.
Mice. Yeah. Mice Pence.
Hang mice.
Yeah. So the fact that she was even able to get that far before getting shot should tell you that it's different. They would not have even gotten into the building.
Right.
They would have been tear gas, rubber bullets, or actual bullets.
police knocked down a 70-some-year-old man so hard that his head bled.
Yeah.
And at this bullshit, they walked someone down the steps. Yeah.
Because he didn't move when they said move.
Right.
And yeah, they were walking protesters down the steps after they had broken into one of our right. highest buildings. You know what I
While
mean?
They were in the middle of certifying
an election.
An election.
Which Corey
and a transfer
asked me
of power.
If I had talked about one of the I do want to shout out these two girls that staff members that grabbed, they were trying to light the box that had the Electoral College votes in it. They were trying to light it on fire.
Oh my God.
And the two girls, they have a picture of them. They grabbed it and they ran with it. So yeah. Good for those freaking women for knowing what these people were after.
So basically what we wanted to make sure you guys knew is this absolutely was an assault on democracy.
Yeah.
And a blatant display of white privilege and
domestic terrorism, because here's the deal. If they would have been any other color of people, that's what we would be hearing. Right. It was a terrorist attack.
Right.
And the fact that certain news media or certain congressmen and women still aren't right. calling it what the fuck it was
right.
is a problem.
And it was also just a huge display of systemic racism.
Mm-hmm.
And also inconsistency. Yeah. Have the same energy.
Yes.
Have the same energy for all the same bullshit. Yep. Or admit
that
you're...
I don't care that they were older. It does. I don't give a fuck.
Admit that you're... defense of things mm-hmm. is a lie.
Yeah.
That it's a cover for you just in your privilege and your racism, period.
Yep.
Your internalized bigotry.
Yeah.
That's all that we're trying to say. I guess back to your regular schedule programming.
Okay, love you, bye.
But here's the thing. Something else way more important
mm-hmm.
happened that day.
Yeah.
And what makes me angry
is that it got overshadowed.
Yeah. Is yeah. that an insane win
mm-hmm.
for people of color, minorities in general.
Yeah.
Happened on that day.
Yeah.
And we don't want to spend any more time talking about the idiots that stormed the Capitol. We want to talk about the woman who made the biggest change I can even think of in recent history.
And yeah, when I was reading it, it said that this was the first time that Georgia has been blue in decades.
Yeah.
Decades.
Yeah. And we're talking about Stacey Abrams and
yeah.
the fact that voter suppression is what caused her to lose the governorship
mm-hmm.
in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And she made it basically her, what's the word I'm looking for?
Mission?
Yes. Her mission. Are you not trying to say the same thing at the same time as me so you
yeah.
don't end up?
Yeah.
Just a superstition.
I can't.
Real?
It's what we did last week. Look at what we did and then what happened.
Oh, no.
I know. It happened the next day.
Oh. Well.
I'm just really trying to be careful.
Further proving how witchy we are.
I know.
Also, remember that nightmare that I told you I had about the DEVIO?
Yes.
I then listened back to the podcast and was like, oh, well, no wonder it was in my dream because we talked about it so much. Yeah.
Oh, no.
And I was like, well, no wonder I had a horrible nightmare about it. It wasn't an accident. Anyway.
We've tangented already.
I know. Just trying to stay on brand.
Sorry.
So anyway, Stacey Abrams.
This is about her.
This is what's important. Because it was like grassroots.
Yeah.
We are going door to door.
Yeah.
We are going to meet the people where they are in order to change and fight a system that is designed. to make sure that people
can't
be heard.
Yeah. When we say that we're like in a democracy, we are to a point.
It's an illusion.
It is an illusion because it's you, your voice is heard and you get to pick the people that represent you. But
only if
we're going to make that as fucking difficult as possible
yeah.
for certain people in yep. certain groups. And even, I mean, God, I remember the first time I went to vote, I was going with my mom and I think it was for a primary, not a general election.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like Democratic primaries in 2016.
Yeah.
And I was so pumped. First time to vote. I knew what I wanted.
Yeah.
Bernie. And I was ready to go. And we get there. I'm all checked in. I go up with my mom. And my license and my where I was registered didn't match. And I was like, well, this is, I have another bill. And they were like, well, we can't accept that.
Really?
Yes.
Because my license didn't, my license was out of date and didn't match where I currently live. And they were like, go ahead and vote.
But were you, you were, but that's because you went to a place that was a general.
Oh.
You know, like that, you went early to vote. Yeah. So you weren't at like a polling place that was designed for your area.
Yeah, but I was voting in a different county than what my license was in.
Really?
Yeah. She's like, you're, but what I was registered in, she's you're registered here, but your license says that you live in Canton. And I was like, well, yeah, I just haven't updated because, you know, we're in the middle of a pandemic.
Right, right.
And well, she's maybe like, that's okay, why. Here's your straw, honey. We can't touch these things because germs. And I'm like, oh, yeah, because our president's an asshat and we're still on that thing.
Soon to be ex.
Yeah.
Let's just
hopefully
keep that
sooner
than later.
Yeah, let's manifest that.
Manifesting it. Okay. Yeah. So the, I don't know if it, that was because of the pandemic that they were lenient with that, but for me, they were not. And so I went home that night and I was like, oh, what the fuck?
Right.
I was just so sad because that was my first time. I wanted to freaking make a difference.
Stacey Abrams. Okay. One of the things, that we did, we looked things up and then we realized that there's a documentary.
Oh, fucking great documentary.
On Amazon Prime.
Yes.
And you should all go watch it. I mean, the reason it was created was to encourage voters in this election to turn out and to help educate them to make sure that they had all their ducks in a row, essentially, and encourage people to gather their friends and family to go vote. So obviously that message isn't pertinent right now. But
the history behind the whole friggin' first part of the documentary, which is what I watched, me and Jerry decided
to split it up.
we found this literally like an hour before we were supposed to record, and we're like, well, it was an hour and 42 minutes long, so she's like, I'm gonna take the back half, you take the front half,
because we had these articles and then she found this and I'm like, well, this is more like condensed,
pretty much what we wanted all in one,
right?
Because we wanted to talk about her and also voter suppression, and this was like mash up, here you go.
Right.
And there's all some like imagery and history that makes my heart hurt. But
I cried so many times.
Me
and I only watched half of it.
Oh my god, me too. I cried freaking, I was literally teary-eyed the entire time.
You know what's probably weird is like you got left on a cliffhanger.
I really
did. I started and was like, where are we at?
What the fuck is going on?
I feel like I showed up in the middle of a party and there was some drama.
Yeah.
And I don't know why.
That's pretty much what happened.
But I feel resolved, at least. Whatever happened, I feel like we made it better.
I was left at a point where I was like, this is never going to get better. And here's the thing, you guys. It's just, we talked about this. We know nobody wants white girl tears anymore.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I'm really disappointed in our education system because we are taught history all over the world, and that's amazing. We need it. Mm-hmm. It's important. But the history in America, we don't hear about the way that we should.
Not accurately.
Not
We're
accurately.
Sold a lie.
And not as intense as we should.
Right.
There were so many things I learned from this that I was like, how am I almost 30 fucking years old and I don't know about
you
this?
You know what's insane is that people are mocked because there's this belief, millennials specifically, that we were treated like these precious little snowflakes and we were told that we were the best at everything and we got participation trophies for nothing. And it's like, you literally taught us that we were the greatest nation, that we did the best thing.
You did it for us.
You made us believe.
You built our heads got so freaking big, and then we got out in the real world and you were like, boom, 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 boom. Just kidding.
They're still trying to make it seem like
we're the best.
Yeah.
When it's very clear that we have so much
work to do. It's so skewed.
Yeah. We have work to do.
We're the best nation on earth, but we don't have free health care, and the cost of education is astronomical. Our work-life balance is horrific. Our overall nationwide happiness is butthole. Like
maternity, paternity care, worse than the world, pretty much.
So I'm going to need you to be a little bit more specific on best. Yeah. Because it sounds like you gave me a participation trophy.
Best in most incarcerated.
There we go.
So that's something. Best. I think there's something about overweight as well.
Awesome.
So,
yeah. Look at us go.
We're really doing it.
You just gave us a star for being a country. I know. That's literally what you did. You're like, we're good. Please don't ask us questions. Just trust us. You're the best. Oh my gosh. Look how cute you are.
And listen, this America. Is not. I think it's. It's frustrating when I hear that when we speak on this, people will be like, you're being unpatriotic. You should just be happy about where you live.
No.
And the most patriotic thing we can do is want to improve.
Yes.
And by improving, that you have to acknowledge
storm
what
the Capitol.
Was wrong. Oh my God.
I'm kidding.
The FBI is listening. How dare you? They're in our phones right now.
Jeff.
They're like,
you know,
this,
I don't mean it.
This girl has been looking up so many things about this. It was... purely for the news, okay? Yeah. No, but...
Sorry, I derailed you.
You derailed me, you bitch!
I'm so sorry.
Hey, I'm on 2 hours of sleep, you guys. I've been having nightmares. It's been a really fun week. So I'm going to be a little fucky this episode. But, voters, I just think the most patriotic thing we could do is learn our history correctly so that we can make sure we don't repeat it, which we fucking are in a lot of ways.
And we're not repeating it in a way that like is accidental.
Yeah.
It's being repeated in a calculated, sneaky ass way.
By the people who know history, they're making sure we repeat it.
By the people who create history.
Yes.
Who write it.
Yes.
Who tell it to you in a way that's like, yeah, this is how it happened. And then...
wink, wink.
Yep.
And we're just going to keep making sure that that happens. So guess what?
And I'm going to make you feel like it's done so you don't have to worry about it while I find sneakier ways to make sure it maintains, you know.
And the whole time I was watching the first part of this, I'm sure it came to it at the end.
Yeah.
Really, I don't know. I'm going to watch it, and you all need to watch it. I'm not kidding. Like, we're going to tell you a little, like, synopsis.
Yeah.
But you need to go see it. It's very important. I also highly recommend The 13th on Netflix.
Yep, that, same.
Because in the beginning of this documentary, it tied in with that one a lot.
Oh, cool.
So, you need to go watch both of those. It's history that we were never taught. And if we were taught in such a, hey, here's this lesson. Here's a worksheet about it. Here's a test. We're just going to breeze past that. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Yep. And so how was that supposed to... I just feel like they really needed to... I don't know.
There's this belief that elementary age kids don't need to hear a realistic depiction of events because it's too much.
Yeah.
It's too much for them to handle. Mm-hmm. They can... watch the Twin Towers fall on TV, but...
yeah, we're still upset about it.
I don't know. One might say...
that might be
if they're still thinking about it, but... crying in a car listening to a song about it, but...
Listen, that's how I felt the other day because I had the news on and then my son was just sitting there and it took me like a good 40 minutes before I realized he was there. And I was like, oh my God, am I traumatizing you?
Yeah.
But it was good. We had a very good discussion about it.
But that's the thing.
That's what we needed.
You need
the discussion.
Right.
Was important.
The explanation.
Not just here's what's happening. All right. See you,
kids.
Here
are people falling from a building. I'm going to go cry in the hallway.
Your parents will be here sometime.
Yeah. But you can't go to recess.
No.
Because planes are going down all over the place.
And we don't know what's going to fall out of the sky. Oh my God, that was terrible.
I know.
That was a really
And dramatic me, who keeps screaming she's too young to die with a glow-in-the-dark basketball, is like, on the... I can't go outside because they're targeting New Philadelphia for sure.
Well, that's what we were made to believe.
I know.
Terrible.
The world revolves around us.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened in your half?
All right, so let's I have to bring something up because I took a little bit of notes. I'm really bad at like remembering things.
Same. I have 4 pages of notes. So if you hear paper shuffling, that's my notes.
I'm glad because I
Amazon's
already
getting rid of Parler.
Ha!
I just got the notification.
Isn't it Parlay? Isn't that what your friend just said?
Yeah. She said it's Parlay and I said, "Of course it is." Yeah. They don't know how to say parlor as parlay, but they can say coup.
Right. Which, by the way, I need you to know that I was pronouncing it coop for the longest
time. No, you weren't.
I was.
Oh, no.
I'm embarrassed.
You took French.
I know. Mm. I failed it. Let's be real.
Now I know why.
It's not good. I actually forgot that parler means to speak, too, until she said that. And I was like, oh, yeah.
What's a coup d'etat? That's what a coup is, right?
Yeah. It's a
when you storm the Capitol because you're a bunch of
you're a fucking
idiot.
Asshole. All right. Okay, so let's start all the way back with the 13th Amendment, which abolished slavery, mm-hmm. right? Except in the case of criminals, which right. is that's why you need to watch the 13th. It is really amazing, you guys, when they were writing. This is what we were fucking talking about. When they're writing these fucking amendments, the way that they put these little words to find these fucking loopholes. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going to find with voter suppression.
To make you think
that you have yep. the right. But we're going to fucking make it so you don't. Sorry, right. I'm going to say the F word a lot because I'm really riled up and I'm trying not to cry.
We talked about queefs. I think they're fine hearing us say fuck at this point.
I don't know who else
we're
is going to listen.
We're over 50 episodes in. Jeff, what? The FBI agent, we know.
What if Stacey herself listens?
I think Stacey's probably said the F word.
Oh, God.
Probably the night that she got fucked out of her governorship.
Truly. She is an amazing woman, first of all. I just want to say that. Stacey, if you're listening, you are my fucking hero. Okay. So... And the sad thing that they were talking about is when something big, especially for minorities in America, but especially for black minorities mm-hmm. in America, when something big like that would happen, Civil Rights Act or ending slavery, there would be a moment afterwards where it would look like it was getting better and then it would get so much worse for a while.
Yeah.
So Jim Crow laws, the KKK rising up, things like that. This was all the Reconstruction era. So the Reconstruction era was kind of like... We have to build up everything after slavery. How are we going to make it so that these people can vote? And so that was the 15th Amendment, was that black men could right. vote, not women.
Yeah.
No. That was for years to come. But once they did that, then they helped enroll over 95,000 white and then 93,000 African-American men got registered to vote. And they actually had, where does it say? I believe it was 17 black men in Congress that first.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I believe it was 1870. So things are looking good, right? Yeah. Then you get.
It's all smoke and mirrors.
Of course. So then you get in the South. The KKK starts to rise. We have The Birth of a Nation, which I don't know if you guys know that, but that's the movie that came out that was about the Klansmen. It really painted a light where the Klan looked like the good guys.
Right.
And it was very, they're criminals, they're savages, they're yeah. painting them in this light. There's a moment in it that they show in the documentary where they have a man, which, by the way, it was all blackface. They didn't actually use black actors.
Right.
So, and he, like, goes to vote. It's, like, uh-huh. the Negro voting. And he goes to put it in, and he has another one behind his back that he sneaks in with it, which
what?
Was so reminiscent of what, like, Donald Trump was saying about yeah. Democrats. They're sneaking in votes. And this was, like, a big scare tactic that they were, like, they're going to double their votes. There's going to be voter if we let them vote, they're going to sneak it out, you know, make it.
There's
going to
be
there's
fraudulent.
There's going to be cheating. Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't the president at that time have a showing of that movie?
Oh, yeah. Woodrow Wilson.
Yeah.
Had a public showing. Woodrow Wilson was a big white supremacist.
I was going to say fuckhead.
Yeah. He fucking sucked. So that's the thing that people are like, you know, he's a great guy and that's fine. Everybody thought Woodrow Wilson was. But history will tell the story. And
right.
Woodrow Wilson was a fuckhead.
Hamilton taught us that.
History has its eyes on you, bitch. And it's not going to paint this nicely. Okay, so it went from 67% of black voters in America, or in the South, mm-hmm. to 3% by 1870 to 1915.
What's insane is you don't know the end of this. And there's so many things that I'm like, are we talking about the same stuff?
Probably. We were yeah. watching the same movie, but
no,
like
I know,
different
but,
times.
Yeah.
But it comes back.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. History repeats itself, but they're like, no.
They disguise it. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the most important thing to you when it comes to menstrual care?
I would say probably not having to worry about leaking, going about my day, and not worrying about having to run to the bathroom when you feel that, what's going on?
I think I'd agree.
Yeah.
And that's why we're excited to tell you about Flex.
If you want a period product that looks out for your body, your lifestyle, and the planet, you've got to try Flex.
There's the Flex Disc, which is a one-time use menstrual disc that fits perfectly inside your body.
It's not a cup and it's better than a tampon. It's unlike any period product you've ever seen before. One Flex Disc can be worn for up to 12 hours and it holds as much flow as 3 super tampons.
Plus, you can wear it for mess-free period sex.
Yes, my white sheets love that for me.
Flex discs also create 60% less waste compared to pads and tampons, so they are planet-friendly.
And if you want to go with zero waste and have the planet love you even more, you can pick up the Flex Cup, a reusable menstrual cup that Cosmo rated number one.
The patented pull tab makes Flex the only cup on the market that removes like a tampon. It's so easy, you already know how to use it, and you won't lose it.
Yes, which is very important. It's also disability friendly and made with beginners in mind. So when I say like this is easier to use than tampons, I really truly believe that.
Well, this beginner is grateful for that.
Yes. It's also velvety soft and completely body safe, and it lasts for years.
So say goodbye to cramps, put sex back on the table, and lend Mother Nature a hand. Go to flexfits.com/tangents and use code tangents for 20% off Flex Disc starter kits.
Or 10% off your first Flex Cup. Plus, you get free U.S. shipping. That's code tangents at flexfits.com/tangents. What happened to make it that 3% is, number one, they decided to make these literacy tests. This is so fucked. Okay.
Can I pause 1 second?
Please.
When we do these things, mm-hmm. I can understand how people would listen to us and be like, you're so impassioned. You're saying they are doing this stuff behind the scenes. Other groups of people also believe stuff is happening behind the scenes. We have actual facts.
There is proof that this is happening.
Yeah, like this is actual legislation.
Yes,
and court cases. This is all documented information.
That's exactly it. We have documented proof that we could look up right now to fact check this.
So I just want to make that clear that we are not. This is not a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, this really happened. If you want, I can give you links to all of this. Yes. Okay, so they have poll taxes. So basically, they're saying, sure, you can vote. We'll let you vote. You can vote, but everybody has to pay to vote.
Right.
So for a lot of Black Americans, it was, do my kids eat this week or can I vote?
Right.
You know, or this month, whatever.
Right.
And then they had, literacy tests.
They don't have the luxury of generational wealth.
That's exactly it.
Right.
So then we have literacy tests, which were designed to make people fail. And you had to get 20 out of the 30 questions mm-hmm. correct. And there was a man on there who said he was a professor at a law university. Mm-hmm. And he said, my second and third year law students would take this test and none of them passed it.
Yeah.
They were that difficult.
Yeah.
So there was that. You had to show property ownership and you had to show evidence of good character.
The whole literacy test mm-hmm. was brought back in Maricopa County, which is a large Hispanic population.
Really?
And they brought it back and it wasn't necessarily, it was a literacy test, but it was more so like understanding English. Mm-hmm. And so if English isn't your first language, it can be difficult.
Especially with grammar. I mean, it's hard for me sometimes.
Yeah. And so they used that as a basis to make sure a lot of people were unable to vote.
But they're citizens. That's bullshit.
Yes.
That's bullshit. God. So obviously that goes down. Now the people that are still there, they told the story of this man. God, I wish I remembered his name. This is the problem with watching this because I got so much information thrown at me.
Right.
That like things like name. So I apologize if I'm saying this like messing certain things up. Please just go watch it because I know I'm going to mess certain like
And we're trying to fit a lot of information
in a small time.
Right. And we talk really fast.
Yeah.
So we want to do a good job and do Stacey justice.
Yes.
But
and she's so much smarter than me. By the way, she was the first Black valedictorian at her school.
Hell yeah.
In Georgia. And she graduated the year that we were born. 1991. But she said all the valedictorians in Georgia got to go to the governor's house. Sorry, I'm going to super go off voter suppression, just tell this bit of this mm-hmm. story. And so when they went, they all came on a bus and then they had to go through a guard. The guard had to check their stuff. And Stacey and her parents get up there and he looks at them and he says, "You don't belong here." Yeah. And the dad was like, "What? This is my daughter's look." And he was like, "No, you don't belong here." Would not let them in until finally they had like words. And he was like shoving the paper in the guy's face. And then I guess they let him in. But she said that was the moment. She's like, "I don't remember a lot from that day except for that moment where he told me you don't belong here."
My God.
Yes. So 1991, you guys, this wasn't that long ago. No. I just want to make that like, I know that people... When we talk about this, things are in black and white. When you see Martin Luther King Jr. and mm-hmm. things like that, and it wasn't that long ago. Right. It's still happening. But right. my God, it's just... So anyways, if you finally were able to pass all these things, if you were able to pay a poll tax and all these things, there were, and this is one thing that you have to make sure when you watch the documentary, they showed lynchings, mm-hmm. and just be aware of that, but... It's important to watch. That's because they don't show us those things. We saw things from Nazi Germany.
Right.
You know, but we saw certain things with slavery, but not what happened after that.
Right.
Not to the extent
right.
that it happened.
Yeah, slavery was over and then they got equal rights.
And then the civil rights.
Yeah, and then the civil rights happened. And then Martin Luther King put on a superhero cape and then saved the world.
Yeah, and everybody loved him.
Yep.
And it was fine. But he was shot, but everybody loved him. Like,
pay no attention to this.
Your big giant clump of hair.
Yes.
I've been losing hair like crazy. Did you get the Snapchat I sent you the other
Yeah,
day?
And I looked at it and was like, that's my everyday.
Like, I wake up and my pillow is just clumps of hair. I'm like, tight. Anyways, so what was happening was they were lynching people or they would go and do a firing squad. The story that they told was the one Black man in his county. He went and he fought World War II in Germany. Mm-hmm. So he's like, "I fought fascists. Like, I'm not scared. I fought for the right to be able to vote. I saw people around me die so that I could go vote."
Right.
They even had a sign up at the voting poll that said something. God, I wish I remembered. But it was something like, "If you vote here, Negroes, it'll be your last." So he does. He's like, "I'm not afraid. I just got back from the war." Everything is fine for a few days, and then he gets a knock on his door. He steps outside onto his porch. There are four white men out there that start firing upon him, and they shoot him multiple times, and he dies on his front porch.
Because he voted?
Because he voted. Yes. This was in 1946. Like, this is after the Cold War and World War II. Like, yeah. We're in the 1940s.
Yeah.
And this is happening. Of course, none of them got any charges.
Right.
Because it was the South in the 1940s. So at this point, you have people that are technically able to vote. But even if they get through all the loopholes.
I just realized we're going to be in the 2040s.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be like 50.
Why would you do that to me?
I don't know. My brain just accidentally voluntarily did math.
You can't do that
okay.
to me ever again.
Never again.
So... Then we get to Selma, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say this was in the 60s. This was around the Civil yeah, Rights Act has been passed.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but they hadn't got to the Voting Rights Act yet. Because Martin Luther King Jr. went to Lyndon B. Johnson and he was like, "Hey man, I know you just passed this shit. We're having, like, you're saying we can vote, but here's what's happening in Selma specifically." They would go, and they have video proof of this. It's on there. They would go to the court to register to vote, and the police officers would be like, "No, you can't go in there," like stopping them. And the one guy is
so they are able to say, don't come in here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were beating people.
People at the Capitol to do that?
Interesting. You know? I don't know. Huh. You would hope.
Yeah.
But I think they just opened the barricades. So, yeah. So anyway. They're like, no, you can't come in here. And the one guy is like, it is my civil duty. I'm right. allowed, blah, blah, blah. And then you can see in the next frame, the cop is like, you're under arrest for contempt of court. Just arresting them on fucking. Here's the other thing, too, by the way. In certain states, all states back then, but in certain states even recently, if you're a felon, you can't vote.
Right.
So they would start arresting black people for, it was called the Black Codes. They uh-huh. would arrest them for any
yeah.
reason, for loitering, for standing outside waiting for your wife in the store. Right. You would get arrested and you were a felon. And then all of a sudden you couldn't vote.
Right. That's one of the loopholes.
Yes. Ah! Sorry, this, and again, you guys, I know there's probably so many people listening, they're like, no fucking shit, like, we yeah. know, but this is things that if I was taught it, it was so glossed over yeah. that, like, I just don't think that it impacted me the way that...
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
I was unaware.
Yeah. Like, so, back to Selma. Uh-huh. So... They go back. They're like, hey, this is what's happening. Lyndon B. Johnson. He's like, I don't have the power. I already did the Civil Rights Act. I got it passed. I can't do another one yet. I'm just one person. I don't have all the power of Congress. I need more, basically. And so Martin Luther King Jr. was like, you fucking got it. We're going to go back to Selma. Uh-huh. We're going to get a bunch of people. We're going to march.
Right.
So they started marching. I'm going to make sure that I get this information correct so I have... this because I want to give obviously credit. John Lewis was 25-year-old activist. They led over 600 marchers across the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, and they're just walking. There's a video again. They're on the sidewalk. They're just fucking walking, right. Not even saying anything really. They just have signs, some of them, and they're just marching. Mm-hmm. And they get over the bridge and they see all of the state troopers across, and they stand there. They have the what are those things called? The bullhorns kind of to talk. And they're like, you need to break it up. Go back home. Go to church. Wherever you want to go. You just need to break this up or it's going to get whatever. And then they're like, we're just marching. This isn't a big deal.
This is a peaceful protest. I am legally allowed to do this.
Exactly. We just want the right to vote. We want the right to register to vote.
Right.
And it out of nowhere, it turns violent. They just start beating the crowd. One man, they were clubbing protesters. Older women were there. So one man, Jimmy Lee Jackson, was covering his mom as she was getting beaten, and he was fatally shot to death for trying to protect his mother, who was being struck by police. While this is happening, they're videotaping it. So now, it's easy for people to say, oh, this is happening. Yeah. But, like, for white America, who isn't seeing it every day, we are in the dark. Or they were. But even still, recently. I mean, especially this is when it ties into police brutality and things like that.
Yeah.
We were in the dark until it started coming out on cell phone videos. And then we're like... And
especially if you live in an area that doesn't have a large minority population.
Exactly. And so that's what happened. They were watching some movie and then they cut, like on national television, and they cut and started showing this, and people were upset and outraged. Right. And then they were able to pass the Voting Rights Act of 1965. So that's pretty much where I left off. Mm-hmm. But hold on, there's a couple things I wanted to say just specifically about...
Let me tell you about the Voting Rights Act.
I know, because I was like, this is where I left off. And it was such a cliffhanger, because I was like, what's going to happen? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, there's a couple things about Stacey that I wanted to say, just because I love her so much. First of all, she was the valedictorian. And then her parents, I just love this. And I think the way that they raised their children was amazing. But they had three mantras they had to live by. It was... I want to make sure I get these right, too. Hold on. I know it was, go to school, go to church, help somebody.
Aww.
They had to do all the time. So she would say, she would be like, we're growing up, we're poor, we're in Mississippi, and we'd be helping out at soup kitchens. And I'd look at my mom and be like, why are we, we're poor, too. And she was like, you need to help somebody every day.
Yeah.
You need to go to school, go to church, help somebody. And she says now that that's a lot of the reason why she does the things that she does. When she was in school, she went to college and she was like, I was on my friends, like everybody, to register to vote. My parents took me with them to the voting polls. And I don't know if you saw this. This was right before where you were supposed to start watching. Mm-hmm. But when she would talk to her grandmother, did you?
Uh-uh.
Okay. So I'll tell this little story. But she does say, like, going to, it was such a big, they would put on their like Sunday best, and it was like an ordeal to go vote, and her parents would make sure they took all of their children
with
them.
But could you imagine all that it took to be able to vote?
That's exactly it. And so they would,
it was a celebration.
Yes, they were like, we are taking our children so they see what a big deal this is. This is important. So when she went to college, she was like,
this, I give me chills.
I know. So she said she was talking to her grandma. She goes over to her house one day, and her grandma, out of nowhere, grabs her hand and starts telling her about the first time that she went to vote.
Mm-hmm.
She said, you know, she got all dressed up. She was ready to go. And her grandfather was in the other room, and he started calling for her grandma. Her nickname was Bill. So he was like, come on, Bill. I can't remember what her real name was. I'm sorry. But he was like, we got to go. He called her three times. She didn't answer. So he goes in the room, and her grandma said, I was frozen to my chair. Because I was so afraid to go. And he was like,
understandably so.
Yes. So he's like, come on, you know, like, people have died for this. We have to go. This is our duty. And she said, I went and I voted in every anything since.
Yeah.
Every time there's a, you know,
that's amazing.
Yeah. So that's where I left off. Take it away.
Well, okay. So I mentioned the Maricopa County thing.
Yes.
Which I want to point out, in our very first episode, I brought that up.
Did you? Oh, yeah, you did.
I brought up how...
Because we were talking about the Salem witch trials.
It was the papers, please.
Yes.
They... What happened was...
Such bullshit.
There was multiple reauthorizations of the Voting Rights Act.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple, like, Bush was one of the most recent ones. It was always... Here's the bullshit. It was always a Republican president who would do the reauthorization.
Yeah.
So what happened was... Always,
and they do. I'm sorry, but they use a scare tactic to try to make people feel like this is an okay thing. Well, yeah, we have to, because immigrants are coming in and they're raping and they're killing people. And I'm quoting what our current president said, by the way. So if you think that that's
murderers
aggressive,
and rapists, and, yeah,
it is.
Right.
They're using scare tactics to try to make you think that doing this to a certain group of people is okay to do. I'm sorry. Go
no,
ahead.
You're fine. So anytime the reauthorization was signed, legal challenges came about. So it didn't include the Voting Rights Act didn't include all states.
Right.
It included states that were shown to have a lot of racism.
Right.
To put it bluntly.
Southern, probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Arizona then got added to it when it was reauthorized. Reauthorized because of how the Hispanic population was being treated there.
Right.
So what happened was there was this legal challenge brought to the court saying racism doesn't exist anymore. The basis of the Voting Rights Act is no longer needed.
Oh.
All of this, all the stuff that it covers, this stuff doesn't happen.
Oh.
So we don't need it anymore. And leave it to RBG.
My girl.
Doesn't matter. It didn't pass.
Damn it.
But this is what she said. She said, throwing out preclearance when it has worked and is continuing to work to stop discriminatory changes is like throwing away your umbrella in a rainstorm because you're not getting wet.
Yes.
It is doing what it's meant to do. You're not seeing discriminatory tactics take place in these states because this is here.
Yes.
And the second it was removed,
guess
what happened?
Oh my God, this is like when I didn't wear my retainer.
Yes.
I was like, my teeth are fixed. Thank you, braces. Guess what, guys? They're crooked as fuck now.
Yep.
So they're fixed. Well, they were fixed because they were being held in place.
Yes.
Oh my God.
So what happened is immediately after all of those states created New voter laws.
Sure.
So there were new voter ID laws, which eliminated a lot of voters.
Uh-huh. Well, that's the thing, too. What if you don't have, I mean, an ID, yeah, but like, what if you don't have a driver's license? Well, what if you don't drive?
Some people couldn't get a driver's license mm-hmm. because they didn't have a birth certificate. And you want to know why they didn't have a birth certificate?
Why?
Because they were born during the Jim Crow era and white hospitals wouldn't allow black babies to be born there.
Oh my
so now
God.
People who are eligible and have a right to vote can't vote because a law has been passed that makes it impossible to access that right.
Wow.
For example, 600,000 voters in Texas were immediately eliminated.
Oh my God.
Uh-huh. You gave me the part that got me like fired up.
I know. Now I'm like, now I'm just sad again.
I'm angry. So another one.
Now you know how I felt. The whole time I was sitting there with tears in my eyes because I was just like, fuck these mm-hmm. ancestors of mine.
Another one was it required a physical address. And here's the sneaky shit.
Yes.
Here's
it's always
the sneaky shit
that they're like, well, we're just going to sneak that in there.
Yeah, you now we require you to have a physical address. Well, guess who? There's a large majority of a specific population that doesn't have physical addresses. They use P.O. boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Native Americans.
I knew it.
On reservations.
I was going to say indigenous. Yep.
Yep. So.
Oh, my God.
A large population of people now can't have voting rights simply because a new requirement yeah. has been brought in for what?
I was going to tell you in the beginning of the when they were talking in the very beginning of the documentary, there's a clip where they're talking about mail-in voting mm-hmm. and how it would help so many people because of things like that.
Yep.
Mail-in voting, it's been shown that it's not fucking fraudulent.
Right. I'll get there.
Yeah. And it could help so many people. We could reach people. And literally President Trump said, if we let mail-in voting happen, we would almost always have Democrats
yeah.
win. And it's like, because the majority is being heard, that's kind of an issue.
Well, they brought that up. They said Obama brought out 15 million new people to vote, and it scared the shit out
yep.
of Republicans.
Absolutely.
And so they were like, immediately, we need updated laws.
Yep.
We need updated voter.
We need to make it yep. so these people's voices can't be heard. It's not that we need to mm-hmm. change our.
We need to make sure it's not fraudulent. And this is right. the way we're going to make sure that it's not fraudulent.
Because we're going to make sure that people that we think are going to be fraudulent can't have the right to vote
mm-hmm.
or access to it.
So there fucking are one, two, three, four, five ways, new tactics, like new age, currently happening tactics mm-hmm. of voter suppression.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the voter ID laws.
Yep.
Voter purging. You ever heard of voter purging? This bullshit that happens in Ohio specifically?
Really? Mm-hmm. No, I have not.
This is some Ohio facts for you. 2 million people were purged, okay,
mm-hmm.
from the voter registration list. And there are two ways to get purged from the voter registration list. That means just like you're gone.
Yeah.
So you go to the polls to vote and you're not there anymore. And they don't notify you. They don't notify you that you've been purged. So either you have voted inconsistently or you didn't respond to a postcard that said you're going to get purged from this list, which literally looks like junk mail.
Wow.
20% of those 2 million was an error. They were people who were voting consistently or who
wow.
had voted recently. Yeah.
And you know what's fucked about that? And this is why everybody was like, oh, I'm so annoyed. Facebook is checking. Like, make sure you're registered. That's fucking why.
Right.
They were making sure. I made sure I was registered almost every day until I went to vote. No bullshit. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, I need to make sure fucking everything is yep. in order. Not to mention the timelines that they put on to make sure you're registered to vote. I think it's kind of fucky, but uh-huh. it's fine.
Because in some states, you can't do same day registration. So if
yeah.
you don't know that you're not registered or
and
that
then
you've
you
been
go
purged,
to vote.
Yep.
And
because
they're like, nope.
One of the requirements is like if you haven't voted in 6 years. So let's say you skip one major election.
Yes.
You're not someone who votes
in
like
the smaller ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could be purged.
Oh my God.
In 9 states, Ohio being one included. Voter intimidation is another thing.
Yep. Which still happens. It was trying to happen in our town.
Right. Yep.
There was a rally literally across from the polls.
Yep.
Literally right across from them. And people were there. And you know what?
Trying to intimidate.
If you're listening and people were like, we weren't intimidating. We were just having a rally. We were praying. You had open carry guns standing yep. across from a polling place with flags with your person's name on it. What the fuck do you think you were doing? Like, honestly.
I don't pray with a gun.
No. Sorry. Why'd you need it? You didn't fucking need it.
Right. Gerrymandering. Mm-hmm. Do you know what gerrymandering
is? I do not.
So gerrymandering is essentially I wrote it down. When I said I don't, I'm going over three different pages. Okay. So gerrymandering is like redrawing districts.
Okay.
And it can be done with such scientific precision on computers uh-huh. now to make sure that the vote works in the favor of whoever they want.
Uh-huh.
So they can redraw the boundaries of a district.
Oh, that's fucked.
To make it so that like the minorities are lesser.
Uh-huh.
In that area.
Yeah.
And then the person who they want to win wins.
Yeah.
So
that is fucked.
Right? So gerrymandering is another thing that happens. And it's legal, but it's also illegal.
Right.
It's illegal if you're doing it to suppress minorities.
Sure.
Or suppress some kind of vote. But if you're doing it in a way that's based on party,
mm-hmm.
then it's frowned upon but legal. And I'm like, how the fuck does that work?
Yeah, that doesn't seem that seems
also bad.
Yeah, like that's just as bad.
Yeah. And the other one is poll closures. So 214 polling places closed in Georgia, making it difficult for people
to
get to them.
When I was watching the news with this last election, people were like, I've been standing in line for 6 hours, mm-hmm. for 8 hours. And mm-hmm. think about this. My mom was saying this. If you have to go to the bathroom, her friend went when we had it at the courthouse. So it was just, we had early voting that you could go to the courthouse. And almost every day, lines yep. like all the way around.
It was freezing when I went.
It was so cold.
Yep.
And my mom's friend from work went and she was like, did you get to vote? And she goes, we were standing in line for 2 hours and I had to pee so bad I had to leave. And when I came back, I completely lost my spot in line.
Well, there was also...
And couldn't wait again.
I forget who went. I think Shane
wear
went.
A diaper.
Shane went to vote one day early
mm-hmm.
and they told him that he couldn't because the line was too long.
What?
Yeah. They were like, sorry, we've closed it.
This is the other thing. And I saw this on Twitter big time, but... if you are in line within the time limit, mm-hmm. because here's the fucking thing. They don't give people, certain people are not allowed to take off of work.
Yep.
And then they only give you one fucking day. And mm-hmm. then you can do absentee, but only if you get it, you know, at the certain time. And we didn't really have
mail-in
ballots.
And not all the states did early voting either.
Exactly. And normal elections, they don't really.
Right.
And you only get to vote early basically if you absentee. And that can be a whole, if you don't know how to do it and nobody mm-hmm. shows you how to do it. It can almost just be like, oh, that's too much.
Right.
And that's for a lot of people, that's what it is until yeah. you realize your life.
That's part of voter intimidation.
Yes.
It's not just guns.
It's literally like, we're going to make this so that it's easier for you to just be like, ah, fuck it. Whoever
My vote
gets
doesn't
it.
Matter anyway.
Yeah. Whoever gets it, gets it.
I'm one person.
Exactly.
But it's a lot of I'm one persons.
Yes.
So this is where we're getting into Stacey's race specifically.
Okay.
So she was running against this guy named Kemp. I don't give a fuck to know his full name because he's a piece of shit.
I know him. Yeah, I know him. But I read about this.
Okay. So Kemp was running.
He's
and he
a
was,
piece of shit. I love you.
He was running, and because he was like the state something or fucking other.
Secretary of something.
Yeah.
I saw.
He was overlooking the election.
Uh-huh.
So he was essentially creating the rules for the election
while
and
running for it.
Mm. Yeah, which seems, in a lot of states would not be allowed.
Yeah, seems illegal, but it's fine.
So while he was overlooking this election, he had a bunch of registrations on hold to check their verification, like the validity of them.
Mm-hmm.
32% of the population in Georgia is black.
Mm-hmm.
70% of the registrations on hold were black.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
And so why were they on hold? Sorry, what?
They needed to check the eligibility and the validity of them.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. There was something that they needed to, you know,
what
work
the
out.
Fuck?
They're missing a signature
uh-huh,
or
sure.
something doesn't match. And Stacey was I love calling her Stacey. Like
we're fucking friends.
Yeah.
We are. I love you, girl.
She I listens. Wanna be. So she was saying that signatures are a terrible, terrible, terrible way to verify anything.
Agreed.
Because they change. They're inconsistent.
Yes.
And if you are checking signatures...
My signature is never the fucking same.
Exactly.
Never the same.
And if you're checking a signature of someone whose first native language is not English,
Yes. It
is difficult for them to continuously write their name Yes. In the same way.
Yes.
So that automatically is a racist way Yep. To verify or to suppress votes. Because they're like, oh, if your signature doesn't match. Well, I still wrote both of them. It doesn't look like it to me.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Why? Why?
Yeah. So this is what one of the women on there, I was so busy trying to focus on what she was saying that I didn't get her name. So again, I apologize. Please go watch this.
I hate that.
We're very bad at our job, but
we only had an hour and we had to split it up.
I know.
It was tough.
We could have done this another time, but there isn't time.
There isn't. No, we need to get this out there. People have already voted, but I just feel like it's so important just so people know the slimy fucking shit that's being done.
Yes.
So that it can stop being done.
And I'm pissed that no one gave Stacey Abrams the fucking credit that she deserves for getting Warnock and Ossoff into the fucking Senate.
I agree. God damn it.
It has me fired up.
God damn it.
This woman worked her ass off.
Yeah, she absolutely did.
To get Ossoff Warnock into the Senate.
Remind me to show you a TikTok of the two of them, by the way. It's
am I going to cry?
Adorable. Well, no, it's just kind of cute.
So I'll cry.
Probably.
Okay. So what this woman said after listing voter ID, whatever, requirements, voter purging, voter intimidation, polling closures, gerrymandering. Why do these exist if voter fraud does not occur on a national level?
Exactly.
Why do these exist? Why are the it is said every time these things are put into legislation that it is to ensure the integrity of the election.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's disguised as. But why, when there's no proof of widespread voter fraud?
Well, and again, that's the problem with the conspiracy theory that's been because even with absolutely zero fucking factual evidence that there was voter fraud, we now have a extremely large group of people that are clinging on to voter fraud as a, oh, well, this big... this many black people voted must be voter fraud.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's literally...
This minority turnout?
Yeah.
No way.
Couldn't be real. Uh-uh. Couldn't be real.
You know why it can't be real? Because
we put so much in place that how the fuck did it happen?
We made sure that this couldn't happen. How did it happen?
So that's why everybody was like, well, you know, this many people... It just... fucking blows my mind that they're like, you're telling me that this many more people voted? Yeah, because of Stacey motherfucking Abrams. Put some respect on her fucking name.
Yes.
God damn it.
When she asked that question, like, she didn't need to convince me that all this shit was born out of racism.
Right.
I didn't need convincing of that.
Because we live in America.
Right. But when she asks the question in that way.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. You and I could go out right now to five people that we know probably that we are related to or friends with. Not really friends with, but really, you know. And be like, hey, did you know this exists? Why do you think that is? They'll tell you it's because of voter fraud.
It's to protect the integrity of our election.
From who? They will 100% believe what they're saying. And they will believe that voter fraud is that big of a fucking issue.
Mm-hmm. Even though it's never...
ever been an issue.
Right.
This year was the most secure in history. But over 70 million people don't believe that.
Right. So, in the documentary, they said that voter turnout is the best remedy to voter suppression.
Absolutely.
Which is why... Stacey Abrams made it
her
mission. Thank you for that word earlier.
You're welcome.
To make sure that people not only were registered, but felt confident in having a plan to get out there.
Yeah.
So,
and knowing that their voice would be heard.
Right. Part of the reason, other than people are fucking racist, part of the reason that they put this in place.
I just love the way that you said that.
I'm angry.
We're so pissed. I know. Angry. That's the thing. I want to. I'm sorry, but we're fucking mad because.
And how? I know we're. I feel. I don't want to say guilty because the whole white guilt thing. I feel stupid.
That's
honestly.
Exactly what I feel dumb as fuck that I didn't know this shit.
I'm so late to this party. Yes. And like there are probably people listening to this be like, yeah, girl,
we've
known.
Been saying it. Like, yeah. This is not new.
Welcome. Welcome. Okay. Yeah. We've been pissed. I'm sorry.
We're late
been
to the game
earlier,
but we're very angry and we're freaking here now. So,
so they said that elections are easier to manage mm-hmm. if the electorate is small. So think about it. If they can make sure people don't get to the polls, they can control everything.
Exactly.
They can stay in power. They can keep creating legislation that keeps them
in power.
And keeps this distorted, disproportionate wealth, disproportionate opportunity. Mm-hmm. They can keep this systemic bullshit in place. If they keep the electorate small.
Yeah. So I was talking to my mom. Here's my mom and I have agreed. We don't know shit about the government. Mm-hmm. I am truly trying. Like, that was my goal this year, was to learn as much as I could about a lot of things.
Yeah.
But like, how?
Told you that's a big goal.
It's
I
really
fucking
hard. But I've done a lot.
Yeah.
And how Congress and the government works is intense.
Yep.
And not enough for one semester in high school, which we got. And that was fucking it. And I'm like, I still don't understand. Yeah. So she was talking to me about it and she's like, how is it that these people in Congress are, there's no term limits for them? Right. Like, how are they able to be in there? Mitch McConnell, the whole world right now agrees that he's a big
Galapagos,
Galapagos turtle.
Yeah. He's 1,000 years old.
And like, how are we having people who were in school when they were segregated? Yep. Running our fucking Congress. Yeah. Like, how?
Honestly, that should just be a no-no in general.
It's a
problem. Unless you were the minority.
It's, thank you.
Yeah.
It is a fucking problem. So she was asking about that, and I was like, honestly, I don't know. I think there should be term limits, but I think what we need to do, I think people just don't fucking vote for those.
Or people don't know.
That's exactly it. I didn't know. I've never voted for, like, senators and shit, ever. Yeah. Unless they were
cared.
On the docket of who I was voting for president.
It was my, fucking was privileging out.
Me
I
too.
Did not know.
Me too.
Because it didn't affect me.
Same.
I was just like, that baby's running like a well-oiled machine. Yeah, for me.
Yes.
But it wasn't working.
Yes.
It's not working.
Nope.
So, and now that my eyes are open,
I'm like, wow, I need to fucking vote more.
I'm
embarrassed with how
I need
much
to vote more, and I need to talk about it more. I need to educate myself more. And if I
educate other people.
Yes.
Which is what we're here to do, guys.
We're
literally
trying.
It's after the election, but
will be more elections.
And we will
this
be
is not the
speaking
end.
On them.
We want to encourage people to work towards more diversity. We want to see more progress.
Yeah.
And we can't do that if we just like wait until next time.
And
Stacey didn't.
Mm-hmm. Stacey didn't. And she lost. And she took that loss.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she went, you know what I mean?
Yes.
She could have just been like, I lost, I'm out.
Yeah.
See
no,
ya. She
no,
took
oh my
that
gosh.
Loss and she was like, I'm fucking coming back for your ass.
That's why I need you to watch the end of it because
oh,
I did not write down a single thing that she said because you guys need to hear her say it.
Yes.
Because it wasn't a concession speech because she wasn't conceding. She conceded in the means of saying like,
I know I'm not going to be governor.
I'm not contesting this election, but I'm not going to pretend like it was fair.
Yes.
I'm not going to pretend.
And I'm going to work, too.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know if that's what she said, but
that is
I'm assuming.
Listen. Go listen to her say it. Watch all of it and then listen to her say it.
Yeah. Yeah. I need to watch the rest. You need to watch the beginning because you're
going
to... It's really fucking hard to watch, but it's
important. Can't wait.
But it's important.
I know.
And we have to.
I know.
It's fine.
So part of her way...
I was going to say one more thing in that little thing is what I'm frustrated about that I'm hearing a lot of, especially with people our age and younger, is that it doesn't matter, that they're already rigged, that whoever they want to be is. And I think
it's rigged if you think that
way. That's exactly it. I think that's the problem is they have us thinking that it's rigged.
Right.
So we're just like, ah, fuck it. Whoever gets it, gets it. Like, it doesn't have to be rigged.
Right.
If we make our voices heard. It is put in place to too. It's supposedly. 18-year-old
me would have rolled her fucking eyes at us right now. I'm 100% sure.
Same. Because I was like, yeah, fucking right. Okay, I'll leave that with to the old people. Well, yep. Guess what? They are the ones going out and voting every election.
And that's why everything sucks.
That's a problem. Because they're not voting for us.
They're voting for Galapagos turtles. Yes. So, what she was encouraging people to do is to meet people where they're at. So go to their religious places,
sure,
their places of worship, go to convention centers and concerts. She said she went to like Dragon Con, which was like incredible to me. This is when
that.
She was campaigning, because even before she lost, she was trying to get everyone registered that she could.
Sure.
Because she knew that if the electorate is small,
yes,
then it's going to favor
him.
Yes. So
because he was the one behind it, right, puppet stringing it.
And she wanted to relate to people. So she shared about how her brother was recovering from drug addiction.
She's so relatable.
I know.
The first like 5 minutes of ever watching her speak, I was like, girl,
I
just want to be fucking best friends with her.
I kept watching. I'm like, please run for president.
I know. Literally. I was like, I could sit down with her and talk for 4 hours and like not feel like
not
she
say
was
a thing, because you just want to listen to everything she has to say.
Literally. And here's the thing that her and AOC both, I feel this way. Mm-hmm. The way that they speak is so like, there's a certain way that people in government speak sometimes that I almost feel like is like belittling to people. It's like,
see, that's why I like Kamala too.
Yeah. It's like, okay, we get the, you know, big words.
Yep.
But dumb it down for me, because I don't, and like the way that she talks, I feel like is like that. She's trying to relate because
she is relatable,
and she understands that like, not all of us have government level education shit.
Not all of us have access to these things.
Yes.
I want, the government is supposed to be run by the people
for
the
people,
and it's not.
Yeah.
And so she would share about her brother.
It's run by the government for the people of the government.
Yes, and their billionaire friends.
The corporations that they're friends with.
And so she would talk about prison reform and
awesome
rehabilitation and things like that. She herself wanted to set an example, so she went to vote early.
Awesome.
She had cameras with her because she's like, we're out here and we're voting.
Yeah.
And they told her that she couldn't vote.
What?
I know. When that happened, I was like, gasp. because they told her that she had applied for an absentee ballot.
What?
And she was like, no, I didn't. And they're like, yeah, you can't vote because you applied for an absentee ballot. And she's like, I have been voting here since 1991, I think is what she said.
Yeah, that's when she graduated. So, yeah.
It was 91 or 92. I can't remember exactly. But whenever there was an election. And she's like, I've been voting here since then. I've never had an absentee ballot.
Mm-hmm.
And so they called the manager over or the supervisor over, and they got everything sorted out, and she was able to vote.
Mm-hmm.
But she kept thinking, how many people came up here and were told something like this? And because they either didn't have the education or felt intimidated or didn't know any better, didn't know that they could fight for it and ask questions,
and you
just
can.
Left.
Yeah,
just
that's
left.
What happened to me. Now that I think about it, now that you said what you said, I'm like, I fucking bet I could have fought for that shit.
I know, and that's why when you said it, and you're like, I'm gonna tell you.
I know, and then I was so intimidated because it was a new place. I already have social anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Like doing new things like that gives me anxiety.
Yep.
So the fact that she was immediately like, yeah, this doesn't match, I was like, fine, I'll never vote again.
Goodbye.
It's like, it was awful.
I guess I can't vote ever. So, on election day, lines were so long, like hours and hours and hours long, that people couldn't stay or didn't stay.
Don't have childcare. They don't have, can't get off work that long. Like I said, for some people, they do get off work, but they don't know that, like, if the polling place closes at 6, if you're in line, you still can vote.
Well, some of the machines went down for hours.
Oh, wow.
So they were just standing there waiting for the machines to get fixed. And
Jesus. They
purged a lot of voters, and they didn't know there. They didn't notify them, so they didn't know until they got there.
So they stood in fucking line that entire time? God.
And I don't know if Georgia is a state that allows same-day registration.
Uh-huh.
Some of them don't. There was precinct consolidation.
Which is?
So they, you know how there's different precincts where you can go to vote? Well, they consolidated them into less. And so there were more people voting.
Longer lines and shit. Wow. Why, man?
There was a lack of polls. One guy was like, they consolidated the polls. There's more people here. And they sent us 3 polling stations instead of 12.
Yeah.
Like we had last year. So we had less people the last time we voted. And we had more polling places.
Oh yeah. More polling. Yeah.
Polling machines.
Yeah.
So they were underfunded. They had a lack of training. They had they ran out of ballots. So like if something is up and they need to verify your eligibility to vote, you can do a, what's that called? It's not an absentee. It's a shit. You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
It's a you guys know what it is. Stop humming puh at me. Provisionary.
Yeah.
It's a provisionary ballot.
See, it worked. You're welcome.
To be counted later after all of your stuff is verified.
Okay.
They ran out of them. All of their like backups, just they didn't have anything. They intentionally made it so people could not have access to vote.
This gets my fucking ass chapped.
So, do you know how Warnock and Ossoff won this time?
No.
So,
please tell me.
In Georgia.
Because I know that she's the shit.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, fucking, she's the shit. She turned Georgia blue. She got these two, but I don't know specifically.
Okay. So, in Georgia, if you don't win by a specific percentage,
mm-hmm.
it goes to a runoff.
Okay.
So that's what happened. That's why they voted again.
Oh, on the 6th. Dude. Okay. That makes so much sense because I was like, why the fuck is it just Georgia?
Yes.
So, okay. Explain that to me one more time because I'm a big dumb idiot.
So in Georgia, there was like 3 or 4 people who were running for each seat.
Got it.
And because of that, the votes were split between them.
Got it.
Meaning the Republicans needed to win by a 50% majority.
Sure.
And if they didn't, which they didn't, it was like 49 something, whatever.
Sure.
It went to a runoff.
Okay.
And it eliminated the lowest person.
Got it.
So that third party, whoever that third person was in each of those races, dropped off. So mm-hmm. now people were voting between two.
Yes.
So whoever voted for that other person could now had
vote
to be
for the other. Yep. Some one of the other two.
And because all the bullshit happened after the election.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Republicans were like, I'm not voting in that election. It's rigged. It's fraud. It's this, it's that. Oh. And then they decided that they weren't going to go out. And Trump was like not helping anything.
Because he was being petty Betty.
Uh-huh. And he was like, you know, I wouldn't go and vote for these people. If you show them that you don't like what they did to your president, you don't go. He's so fucking stupid.
He literally destroyed the Republican Party on his way out just as like a fuck you.
Yeah, and well, he made America great by doing so. So whatever. So anyway, they went to a runoff because they didn't win by the majority that they needed to. Mm-hmm. And in that runoff, the Democrats won.
Yes.
So.
Dance party.
Dance party now, but not a dance party for Stacey back then.
Uh-oh.
So there were 40,000 plus concerns and stories being shared of issues happening at the polls. Just reference any of the things that I had said before uh-huh. as to reasons why people struggled to vote. So many people were coming forward saying that issues happened and they were unable to vote. Stacey lost the runoff, the opportunity for a runoff, by 17,000 votes.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Guess how many people were purged that Kemp oversaw?
I'm going to get angry, but go ahead.
I want you to guess.
20,000?
Oh, honey. In one day, there was 107,000. In
You're
one day.
Fucking kidding.
But that's not all of them. That was just in one of the days. Overall, 1.4 million.
Holy fucking shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder she was fired.
Yep. And so that's when she's
like, mm-hmm. no more.
Yep. and did everything she could.
My God.
To turn that sweet, sweet peach blue.
God damn, I have tears in my eyes. Steaming up my glasses.
Yep.
Wow. Wow. That fucking enrages me.
Yeah. So at the end of the documentary, basically, is them just encouraging people to make a plan to vote, help your family members make a plan to vote, make sure that you're registered, make sure all of your information is updated. So this is important forever in the future.
Yeah.
And it's important.
Always make sure your shit is updated. Like what you just said, the purging, mm-hmm. I had no idea. And now that I know that, like, my, you know, I have my registration, I would not have checked it the next time I went to vote.
Yep.
I'm going to check it every single time mm-hmm. from now on, because I'm pretty sure in Ohio we don't have same day, because I couldn't have done it. I wasn't able to do it that next day. Or maybe I went too late because I was waiting on my mom. We went together and she gets off work at like 5:30 and then they close at 7:00. So it's like if you have to wait in line.
Well, that was one of the things that happened too, is these people, whenever the precinct consolidation happened, these people who had been voting at this place for every election showed up to vote and they're like, oh, your precinct changed.
Just in, there was no,
you're not supposed to be here. Yeah. Yeah. So guys,
wow,
this is not, we're celebrating Stacey Abrams right now. We want to shout,
recognize her and what an amazing job she's done.
We want to celebrate all of her accomplishments, but she's not done.
No,
and
we're not done.
This doesn't fall on her shoulders.
No,
and that
we can't just be like, oh, she's got us now. Now we can stop doing the work.
No,
this needs to be something. I want to say that I got two people to register and vote in this election, and I felt like amazing about myself. So I just think, even if you have to make a small goal of like making sure two people register to vote and go with them, or make sure they know how to register, make sure they know where to go and they have a way to get there. That's the thing that I think we don't, there's a lot of people in this country that don't have transportation and it's like, mail-in voting should be a fucking thing all the time, not just when we're in a pandemic.
Right.
It's because
a lot of people don't know that that's not a thing that can happen all the time.
I know. And now I'm afraid for the next time that, like, I mean, social media, at least we have. So that was the one thing that I didn't know about any of this shit.
Yeah.
I would not have checked my voter registration if I didn't have social media every time I click on Facebook being like, are you registered to vote? Right. You should check if you're registered to vote. Here, we'll take you right to register to vote. You know what I mean?
And the reason that it's important to talk about not just the presidency, but your local officials is...
It matters.
Who... Think about this.
Mm-hmm.
They made these voter requirements.
Mm-hmm.
That ended up disenfranchising disproportionately minority voters, which allowed them to elect people who get to decide where funding goes, where, how education is going to go, how districts are drawn up. They control access
everything.
And opportunity to everything. Mm-hmm. So when people talk about systemic racism, it starts
there. Who is making the laws that are putting those, or the bills and the laws in place that are putting people in mass incarceration?
Right.
You know, like one in four people in the United States are in prison.
Right.
That's insane. And the amount of those people that
are
black.
Talking about the greatest country in the world, right?
You know, it's crazy, but actually, yes.
Wow.
MAGA. No, just kidding. Make America great again. Here's the thing. When were we ever great? When we were having Jim Crow laws? Well, yeah. But you know what I mean? When they say that, I always thought, I was like, when? Mm-hmm. When we had slavery? When we had Jim Crow laws?
Mm-hmm.
When we had people who were voter suppression?
Mm-hmm.
When we had police brutality?
Mm-hmm.
When? Where are we going back to? What's again? Or is it that you want to make it back to the way that it was great for you, which was when those voices were silenced?
Right. So no more, baby.
No more.
So
Tell a friend the next election.
Yeah, or donate to different campaigns.
Yeah. And honestly, if you can, just look into your, you know, like local elections. That shit is important. You district attorneys and shit, that the people that have to go and, I don't know, let's say, you know, Ahmed Arbery, what happened to him? The person that should have put those people in jail, the district attorney, was related to those people. Like, we vote on that.
Right.
Get him the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just, but I think people forget that those the sheriffs, everything, they're in that with us. It's up to us. Our voices need to be heard. Our judges, everything. If they're not working for you, then you need to stand up and friggin'.
They're our bitch now.
Let your voice be heard. All right.
Yeah. So, that's what we have for you guys is just, oh my gosh, I forgot to.
It's cutting us off.
We're getting the curtain again. Maybe go celebrate Stacey Abrams for a little bit.
Yeah.
And
try not to think about what happened and think about, let's look towards the future, because if we work the way that.
Let's towards. Making sure that bullshit never happens.
That's
again.
Exactly it. If we all work the way that Stacey works, which is just like help another human being.
Yeah, that's it. That's what we want to leave you guys with is go to school. You can go to church.
Church can be whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
Your safe place.
Yes.
Wherever you need it to be.
Yep. Wow. Beautifully said.
Thank you.
And help someone.
Yeah.
In the name of Stacey Abrams. All right. We're out.
Goodbye.